This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Jury deliberations continue in the trial of a former sheriff's deputy who shot and killed Christian Glass. The jury is considering second-degree murder charges against the former deputy Andrew Buen. Glass was 22 when he called police for help after he crashed his car on a mountain road. In closing arguments Wednesday, the defense leaned heavily on Glass's intoxication and the fact that he had a geology knife in the car. A Gunnison County man was sentenced to 12 years in prison for extortion and for threatening judges over a two-year period. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
State prosecutors say Brett Andrew Nelson filed fraudulent documents against public officials and other individuals involving cases where he was the defendant. He threatened several judges in an attempt to influence those cases' outcomes and tried to transfer multiple properties' ownership to himself. A statewide grand jury indicted Nelson in April 2022. He was arrested in Pueblo County earlier this year. Nelson was tried and convicted in March. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A proposed initiative supported by Colorado's oil industry has a spot on the November ballot. With voter approval, it would require extensive economic impact statements above future ballot measures. Each would summarize the policy's estimated effect on jobs, tax revenue, and GDP. Supporters say it's meant to offer economic transparency. Critics say it would overload future ballots and scare voters away from progressive policies and environmental protections. Visitors to Pikes Peak will soon have another option to travel up the mountain's winding, narrow roads. Reservations are now open to take a shuttle to the summit. The new service will run from May 24th through August 11th. The $30 adult ticket includes the entry fee for the trip. This is CPR News and KRCC.